Well, now, look, pornography, it's popularly understood to be a male thing. Porn is made by men for men. But Pornhub, and this is one of the world's biggest porn sites, says that their top trending search term last year was porn for women. It went up by 360%. So that suggests women are getting more and more interested in watching porn. But they're also getting more interested in making it. So how is it different when there's a woman behind the camera directing the shots? Yumi Steins is the presenter of the ABC podcast Ladies We Need to Talk, and she went along to a porn shoot to find out. Now, as you might imagine, a warning here, this is a story that's adult in theme and includes sexual references.
Are you nervous?
No.
I kind of want to do a wee. I don't know if there's an etiquette about walking in and going, can I use a toilet?
Units 1 to 9. Aren't
That's
we 7?
Us. Yeah, yes. We're 7.
Alright, cool. Hey, how are you going?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. This is Cassandra. I think you guys are
starting.
Hi.
Hi.
So are you Kim?
I am Kim.
Is this a shoes off house?
Shoes off is good.
Yeah.
Kim's full name is Kim Cumms. She's a porn performer and producer, and we've just arrived at an apartment she's renting for work purposes. It's in the suburbs, up a couple of flights of stairs in a block of flats that are just really kind of nondescript. The lounge room we're in has a yellow fabric couch and a large Klimt print on the wall. As far as porn sets go, it's so normal, it's ridiculous.
I'm brushing my hair just to make it look all a little bit prettier.
Lila is shooting a solo scene under Kim's direction today. Lila's in her early 20s. She's done escorting work before, but this is her first ever porn shoot. For the video and photos today, she's getting paid $300. There are two little lights on tripods pointed at the couch, and a camera is pointing right at her. Lila is standing there hovering at the couch.
Should I keep my glasses on?
I like glasses. Yeah.
She's stark naked.
I'm kind of a little bit like, I don't know what I'm doing. Like, it's just nervous.
Kim Cumms is part of the ethical porn movement. This is the online stuff that you've generally got to pay for. This porn is made legally, and the rights of the performers are a big consideration. For Kim, that word ethical also means that Lila brings her own clothes and her own sex toys to the shoot. She also does her own hair and makeup.
And then we've got like full set lingerie, like with the suspenders and bras and stuff.
So you can do like a couple looking at the camera and then a couple kind of focused in on yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think what you do is different because you're not a man?
I do think that I might focus on different things. A lot of female producers in general, of course, might focus more on faces and things as well and other bits of the act that's going on. So like, I quite like it when you can see somebody like start to get close and maybe they start like tensing their hands a bit, curling their toes.
So I guess in my experience, when I've watched porn, I've never thought that the girls looked very excited. So tell me what you're doing to kind of try and fix that.
We want people to be excited about the stuff that they're shooting. So we'll have performers bring their own toys that they're used to masturbating with that they're really exciting about. But at the same time with being dry, like, it's a nerve-wracking thing. It's really hard to get your body just to do stuff maybe with you're at home alone with your own partner and you need lube. So obviously we try and encourage people to use lube on set and stuff if they need it.
All right. How would you like me?
When I've seen porn, I've worried that the women are being mistreated and that they're into it because they're strapped for money.
I think that's a perception a lot of the time, is that it's people are just doing it because of money. But I guess my first argument is a lot of us are doing things in this world that we don't want to be doing necessarily for money. But I think the industry gets a lot more slack because it does involve sex, and we have an extra sensitivity when we feel like it's sex that people are being made to do. I see that in the escorting industry and things as well.
Do you think that the porn we watch affects the sex we have?
I think there are a lot of people that do see it that way, but I think it's, again, because porn has unfortunately becomes like the first contact for what sex should look like. And it's because we're not giving people conversations about what porn is when they're younger. Like, we don't worry about, you know, teenage boys watching too many action movies and then feeling like, oh, I'm going to drive like Fast and the Furious all the time, which obviously you do get some people that end up driving like that.
Yeah.
But most people understand that, you know, an action movie is an action movie and it's portraying a certain fantasy, but it's because we have education and we have driver's ed classes. So if we had a better sex education, they wouldn't come with those attitudes. They could understand that, you know, it's a particular constructed fantasy and it's there for entertainment, not to be reenacted.
And Kim Combs is a producer with the Ethical Porn Movement, speaking with Yumi Steins. Yumi's the presenter of the ABC podcast Ladies We Need to Talk, which you can get on the ABC Listen app. You can, of course, get Life Matters there as well.